Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine knowing a health risk was, well, brewing inside your body, but you had absolutely no idea because you felt completely fine.
Happens all the time.
So today we're diving deep into the silent detective of your health, the well person blood test,
Yeah.
and how it truly gives you this sort of superpower of foresight.
What's really fascinating here is that these aren't just, routine checks. They're pivotal tools,
Yeah.
really pivotal for proactive health.
Right.
Our mission today, well, it's to help you understand not just what these tests show,
Okay.
but why they matter so profoundly for empowering your own health decisions, getting ahead of things.
So at its core, a well person blood test is a comprehensive screening, right? Designed to catch those early warning signs.
Exactly. Often long before you'd experience any symptoms at all.
Which gives them that crucial advantage in preventative health care.
Precisely. Think
Yeah.
of it like a detailed internal audit. Beyond just a basic full blood count, these panels usually include cholesterol, blood glucose, and assessments of your liver, kidney, thyroid function.
The big systems.
Yeah. And what's often overlooked, I think, is how deeply these markers connect. For instance, looking at your A1C gives that 3-month average blood sugar picture.
Ah, okay. Not just a single snapshot.
Right. It paints a far more complete picture of diabetes risk than, say, just one fasting glucose reading. Much more context.
And it's that comprehensive view that's the real game changer, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It means early identification, maybe highly personalized health recommendations, and just a truly proactive approach, not just reacting when things go wrong.
It's almost like having, well, not a crystal ball, but maybe a very good weather forecast for your health.
Yeah, I like that. Knowing you're trending towards something gives you that precious time to, course correct.
Exactly.
Now, some people might have misconceptions thinking it's painful or a hassle,
Sure, that comes up.
but the truth is the test itself is usually pretty straightforward.
Very quick, typically.
Yeah.
Minimal discomfort, often just described as a quick pinch, takes minutes.
But the preparation beforehand, that's critical for getting accurate results.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Super important. For the most precise insights, especially for glucose and lipid panels, you'll generally need to fast.
Okay, how long?
Usually 8 to 12 hours. Staying well hydrated is also important. Water is fine.
Right.
And definitely avoid alcohol for at least 24 hours beforehand.
Good tip.
And always, always tell your healthcare provider about any medications or supplements you're taking.
Because they can affect things.
They absolutely can. Some can influence the results, so they need to know.
Makes sense. So once you've had the test, the real deep dive starts interpreting those results. What are some key insights we can pull from these numbers?
Okay, well, glucose levels, obviously critical for diabetes risk.
Yeah.
But looking at them alongside your A1C really clarifies that long-term picture. Your metabolic health,
Right.
cholesterol.
Right.
It goes beyond just high or low. You need to understand your LDL, your HDL, triglycerides.
The different types.
Yeah, that paints a much clearer picture of your cardiovascular risk. And things like liver enzymes, ALT and AST.
What do they tell us?
Well, they aren't just about general liver health. Elevated levels can signal inflammation or maybe conditions like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, often long before you'd feel anything.
Wow.
And remember, normal ranges can vary a bit. So context, talking to your doctor, that's key.
That's a crucial point about context. It's not just one number in isolation, is it?
Not at all.
It's the trend over time. Like a consistent rise in cholesterol or blood pressure that signals something might be brewing.
Precisely. That's the pattern you want to catch. And if results are significantly off, say, persistently high blood glucose, that's your clear signal. Time to seek further medical advice, pronto.
Right.
And this is where the real empowerment kicks in, you see.
How so?
Knowing these numbers lets you make really precise lifestyle adjustments. Maybe it's tweaking your diet, less sugar, more fiber for glucose control, or incorporating heart-healthy foods and a specific exercise routine for cholesterol.
Tailoring it.
Exactly. Even stress management techniques, mindfulness, yoga, whatever works for you, can directly impact markers like blood pressure and inflammation. It's
But
all connected.
ultimately, that early detection through these tests, it can profoundly transform health outcomes, can it?
Hugely. Catching shifts in glucose or lipids early, before they become full-blown type 2 diabetes or advanced heart disease,
Yeah.
that can drastically cut your risk of really serious complications, things like neuropathy, arterial damage. It genuinely helps extend your healthy lifespan.
That prevention aspect is massive.
And it leads to significant long-term benefits.
Sure.
Reduced healthcare costs, that's part of it. But more importantly, it means a dramatically improved quality of life. Routine testing gives you clarity.
And peace of mind.
And that clarity brings invaluable peace of mind, absolutely. Knowing you're actively managing your health, not just guessing.
So what does this all mean for you listening?
Well, person blood tests are, they're a really powerful, accessible tool.
Definitely.
For making truly informed health decisions. It's not just about reacting to illness. It's about proactively building a healthier future.
Mm-hmm. Which raises, I think, a really vital question for you, the listener.
Okay.
How can you use this understanding of well-person blood tests, this knowledge, to take a more active, more empowered role in your own long-term health narrative?
Yeah, ensuring you're not just living, but, truly thriving.
Exactly. Something to think about.